Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we are so thrilled to have you here today. What a fabulous conversation with Cesar Millan. And you can find out more about him on the National Geographic Channel. I think he has just posted his 100th show on there. And we are thrilled that he was able to join us today. And keeping the momentum going, keeping the momentum about how to live life full out, how to overcome obstacles, is what this next segment is about. I am so thrilled to be bringing Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor to you today. Now, if you don't recognize Dr. Jill's name, let me say this. There is an 18-minute video on the Internet right now that is capturing the lives, the hearts, and the souls of so many people. And that is because Dr. Jill is in this video and shares her heartfelt story to not only how to overcome obstacles, but what each of us can learn about illness, about recovering, and about what we hold in our consciousness. So today she's joining us here when a brain scientist suffers a stroke. And boy, I'll tell you, I thank you so much, Dr. Jill, for joining us here today. This is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, I know many people, whether they connect this interview with your video, have seen you on the Internet. You know, you are a Harvard-trained, published brain scientist. And, you know, one day in your life, you have this blood vessel explode in your brain. And I've watched you on the video, but I can only imagine what that was like. And I wanted you to share with your listeners, in that moment, what went through your mind?
Well, it wasn't an explosion and an awareness that the explosion happened. When I woke up that morning, I felt a pulsing pain throbbing behind my left eye. And I'm generally in very good condition, so it was unusual for me to experience that kind of pain. But during the course of the next half hour to 45 minutes, I'm watching my mind completely deteriorate in its ability to process incoming information. And as the blood vessel exploded in the left half of my brain and began as a small bleed, and then over time, as the hemorrhage got bigger and bigger, it started in enabling various circuits inside of my left hemisphere, including my language, my ability to speak, my ability to understand when others spoke, the defined boundaries of where my body begins and where it ends, as odd as that may sound, and a simple shift in my perception of myself. So I essentially watched through a conscious mind, I watched my left hemisphere and its skills become debilitated. But at the same time, it then shifted me into the consciousness of my right hemisphere, which is a very different place, I found out. So for me, it was really a fabulous adventure into my mind through the eyes of a curious neuroscientist. But, of course, I never had the perception that I would become as ill and as close to death as disabled as I was later that afternoon.
You know, this is such an intriguing story, and I know you know that you've captured the attention of millions of people through it.
It's been a phenomenal month, I have to tell you.
What do you think people are relating to? Is it a curiosity? Are they uplifted? Are they inspired? What is it that you believe folks have clicked into in watching this?
You know, it's been a very educational experience for me, because on the morning that I gave that presentation, the audience, the TED audience, absolutely exploded into enthusiasm. And I wasn't real sure what they heard. Everybody came up to me and said, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. But I wasn't real sure what anybody heard. In the last month, I'm receiving literally over 100 emails a day from people who have seen the video. And I'm getting a real clearer sense that if someone has been had some kind of brain trauma, they are celebrating the fact that recovery is possible, and use it as an inspiring force. And how? Give me details on how did you do this? And in my book, My Stroke of Insight, I have 50 recommendations for recovery for that set of individuals. Then there's another population of people, of course, who are normal people, and they're saying thank you for helping bridge this gap between the spirituality, as people define it, of what's going on in the right hemisphere, as opposed to the left hemisphere, which is very dogmatic, very methodical, very detail-oriented, very scientific. So many people are excited about it, seeing that finally there's a scientist who has a real appreciation and values what's going on in our more holistic spiritual healing community. And, you know, so they're excited about that. But then there are also people who are excited about, who are just very creative, very off kind of in their own world, and bringing their own music and their own art and living a peaceful life. And so they're feeling validated. So it's really very diverse. I think it depends on the individual and what is important to that specific person. But I have just been flooded with this incredible love from people all over the planet. And for me, it's been a really beautiful experience.
Well, you know, and you started out with a really beautiful experience. And, you know, I want to thank you for joining us here today. And I would love for you to share that because, you know, when I was listening to and watching the video, I was struck by your commitment to the profession that you're in, but it's based on your experience with your brother.
Right.
And
yes,
what a gift.
Yeah. You know, growing up as a little girl, my brother was only 18 months older than I was. So he was, I have another brother who's older than this brother, so there are three of us. But my other brother was far enough ahead of me that, you know, he was in his own world. So my brother, who was eventually diagnosed with schizophrenia, was my constant companion throughout childhood. And so I learned essentially how to be in the world. That's how we learn to be and to think and to interact by, you know, watching those around us. And I learned at a very early age that he was just very different from me in the way he perceived the world and then in the way he chose to behave and interact with others. So because of my relationship with him, I really gained an awareness that people think very differently. They think differently. They process the same information in different ways, and then they have varied output as thought, word, or deed. So for me, it was a very educational perspective in focusing on people, how we communicate. And then, of course, I became driven to understand what is normal. What does it mean to be normal, and is anyone normal? And because he and I were so different, is one of us not normal? And it wasn't until I was in my PhD program studying neuroanatomy when he received his official diagnosis of schizophrenia. So, you know, it was, in many ways, his life has been a blessing to my life because I have watched him struggle with this disorder. And because of that, I was driven to try to help people who who experience hallucination and delusion, people who would be diagnosed with schizophrenia. So it brought a lot of meaning to my life.
Well, you know, I am so, you know, I'm really touched by not only the response that people are having, but also your willingness to really speak about this topic and speak about it in the way that you do. And one would wonder, and this is the question that came up for me, you know, since this video has gotten out there, what kind of feedback have you received from your colleagues?
You know, everyone who has, now this might change as soon as this is announced over the airwaves, but everyone who has directly contacted me has been enthusiastically supportive. Everyone. Any walk of life. I've had PhDs, scientists, neuroscientists, I've had MDs, I've had healers of every walk of every avenue all over the planet. Really celebrating my willingness to go on this adventure. And you know, now on the blogs there are some people who are very hostile to the idea, I would count that to be very closed-minded, and I
mm-hmm.
think that real scientists are good quality thinkers are going to look at my experience with an open mind and say, what did happen to her? Let's explore that. What does happen when the left hemisphere shuts down and the right hemisphere comes more active if it had been inhibited by the left hemisphere? So I think that the scientists I've spoken with have been very supportive and actually very interested in doing some collaborative projects in order to explore more closely what might be going on, for example, in the autistic mind, because I essentially, when I shut down the functional circuitry of my abilities in the external world with my left hemisphere, I shifted into a right hemisphere way of being, which was very similar to individuals diagnosed with autism or Asperger's.
Mm.
So as I got better, I became more Asperger-like as I gained my language back. But my experience, it was a profound experience, and people are willing to explore it and use it as a resource and really, you know, okay, let's look more at this. Maybe this has opened some possibilities for us in the process of exploration.
You know, why is it, you know, in this conversation, I love this because, you know, someone like myself who's always been called more right-brained and, you know, you don't know how to take that. You don't know if that's a compliment.
Right.
You know, because...
Right. You're right.
Right. Being more right-brained, people are looking at you like you're from another planet. So.
Right. Exactly.
But you've given all of us a new lease on life. In many sense. You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jill about, you know, why her recovery was so phenomenal in comparisons to others. And we'll be exploring this idea, imagine what it would be like to be totally disconnected from your brain chatter. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Jill Bilti-Taylor joining me here today. We've got a great conversation. She's got a brand new book out, When a Brain Scientist Suffers a Stroke. And when we come back from this break, we'll be exploring, the book, My Stroke of Insight. We'll be exploring the book and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Jill Bilti-Taylor is joining me here today. She is the author of the book, My Stroke of Insight, A Brain Scientist's Personal Journey, and she is the individual featured in that fabulous, I think it's about an 18-minute video where she not only shares her personal story, but she explains to us what is the dynamic, what went on. And before the break, I mentioned that, you know, this segment, we're going to be talking with her about her experience, but more importantly, this idea of shutting the brain down, of stopping the chatter, of, you know, healing beyond the imagination of what any doctor could have predicted. Dr. Jill, thank you so much. I mean, do you consider this miraculous?
You know, no, that's tough for me to use that word because to me everything is possible.
Yes, there you go.
I come from a framework where, you know, as soon as someone says, you can't do it, I'm one of those people who says, and why not? simply because that's your perspective doesn't mean that that's mine. So I wouldn't describe it as miraculous, but I would describe it as an absolute healing. And I think that any person is responsible for their own healing. A lot of energy can come at you, but what is equally as important is what is the energy and how are you viewing your own perspective, and are you willing to get out of your own way cognitively in order to allow yourself to receive the experience of letting yourself recover 100%.
You know, so when we're looking at this, I mean, it really is opening up the doors for healing and a new conversation on healing, as a matter of fact. But, you know, this is the place we come from where we look at all of the noise, all of the chatter that goes on in our minds to tell us we cannot do something. And, you know, what this says about you is a quote that says, imagine what it would be like to be totally disconnected from your brain chatter. And then you say that you felt a sense of peacefulness.
Oh, relief.
Is it?
All of a sudden. Oh, yeah, because when you stop and think about how am I as an individual related to the external world, you know, when you look in the mirror and you're brushing your teeth, how is it that you know what your name is? You know what your name is because your brain is telling you what your name is. How do you know how to get home? You know how to get home because your brain is telling you and taking you on that path so that you can find your way home. So your brain, every ability that you have because there are cells in there that perform that function. And as soon as those cells no longer function, then you no longer have that ability. So I can watch track a moving object in front of me because I have cells that perform that function. Or I could recognize you by your face because I have cells that perform that function. But as soon as those cells are gone, I don't have that function. But I think the biggest mistake we make as human beings who are well or ill is when we look at someone who is ill or someone who is wounded, we look at them as less than. They are now less than they were before because now they can't speak, or now they can't track a moving target, or now they can't do whatever. And I think that's an inaccurate perspective. I think it's more like, what can they do better now? What gift do they have now? Because they're still a whole person. And they're still going to perceive themselves as a whole person, but they can't perform those functions. Well, those are just functions. That doesn't make me less than I was before as a human being. And if I buy in cognitively to the concept that I am now less than you because I can't see or because I can't speak or because I can't walk, whatever my disability, if that's what you're going to call it, then I get in my own way cognitively. And so I think that what we say to ourselves and how we really pay attention to what we are saying to ourselves in our brain chatter is critically important in the process of recovery.
You know, the implications for this are unlimited, really,
yeah,
when we think about what we're talking about here today.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, absolutely. It's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... The information, the people who are coming to me are of two very different worlds. They're the people who really see reality as what I can feel, touch, and sense in the external world. And then there's a whole flock of other people who really don't care about that, but they're more intuitive, which is the consciousness of the right hemisphere. And the right hemisphere just looks at the world very differently. It's open to everything. It's the big picture. Everything is energy. Everything is connected to everything. In order for me to whack a golf ball from one place 300 yards for a little hole down the road, I have to be able to use both hemispheres in order to really be able to do that well. And they give, the each hemisphere provides different perspectives. So I think what this video, in my heart, I hope that it does, is it really opens the conversation up again about we have a right hemisphere, how does it function, and how can we use modern technology now to really explore its gifts. And the left hemisphere is very different functionally, and how can we explore that to explore its gifts And then how can we teach people that they're both on it all the time, but how can you identify when you are more in your right hemisphere or more in your left hemisphere in any moment? Because we have the power to choose. And I think as soon as people become aware that they have the power to choose who and how they want to be in the world, then they get to take control and take full responsibility for what's going on inside of them. And boy, is that freedom. To me, that just spells pure freedom.
It is pure freedom, and it opens the doors for so many possibilities. I mean, you know, one of the things you talk about is our ability to, you know, to really take responsibility for what's going on in our minds and in, and eventually in our behavior. And so the question is, if we tap into what you have learned through your courageous experience, if I might say, will help us understand how we can rewire ourselves, so to speak, so that we can stop the chatter, so we can be more present, we can be happier in life.
Absolutely. I think 100%. And that's why I titled the book My Stroke of Insight, because it was, that's what it was. It gave me insight into how to get my brain to do what I wanted it to do. And because I had shut down all of the left hemisphere circuitry, not all of it, but my cognitive circuitry, I watched myself go through the process of regaining function through hard work and rehabilitation. And there were some circuits that came back online saying, hey, we're healed, we can do this again. And I said, no. I don't like the way that feels in my body. Anger was one of them for me.
Uh-huh.
I did not like the way that anger felt in my body. So I consciously said to that circuitry, no, this is not circuitry that I'm going to think about and that I'm going to feed at a neurological level. So I focused my mind on other things, recognizing that I had that conscious control. I had that ability to say, no, I'm not going to run this circuitry. I could focus my mind on other things and shift away. So one of the most important points that I make in the book is that we have thought processes, thought neurocircuitry, and emotional neurocircuitry, and physiological neurocircuitry. And based on what we think, I have certain emotional circuits that, like anger, that could get triggered by all kinds of different thoughts. So, but as soon as my emotional circuitry gets stimulated and I have a physiological response, it only takes 90 seconds from the moment that that circuit gets triggered until it surges through my body and flushes completely out of me. After 90 seconds, the physiology has shifted and I'm back to normal. So I encourage people to really pay attention to that in their lives.
Well, I can't wait for the next book. Perhaps it'll be called 90 Seconds to Happiness. But, I love it, because what you're talking about, Dr. Jill, and we're going to take a break, what you're talking about is a form of empowerment that I don't really believe we've been able to talk about by blending both the mind, the body, and the spirit aspect of who we are. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll get a very personal message from Dr. Jill Taylor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Is your cell phone harming your health? Evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and may increase our risk for disease and illness. Scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are now available. Email mybiopro@aol.com or call 503-781-5604. For more information, visit thrive.emf411.com. No triple W in this address.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Back, everyone. Welcome back. Dr. Jill Bolton, Bolte Taylor joining me here today, and I want to say to everyone, go to the website, drjilltaylor.com, drjilltaylor.com. You'll be able to check out what she is up to, but more importantly, you'll be able to get a copy of her book, and that is a book I'm recommending for all of you, My Stroke of Insight. Dr. Jill, as we wrap up today, I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message for our listeners, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Pat. I think that, you know, bottom line for me is, we are perfect and we are whole and we are beautiful living creatures on this planet. And that's at the core of who we are. And I think that it's important that we really recognize and honor that beauty in all of us. So I think that's it. You know, look in the mirror and say to myself, I'm the life force power of 50 trillion beautiful molecular geniuses. How wonderful is that?
It doesn't get any better than that. Thank you so much for taking this message out into the world. Thank you for doing what you're doing. We so love how absolutely powerful this is. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dr. Beth.
Well, everyone, what a fabulous show. Another great day here on Healthy Life. Remember, keep your head up high, step out into the world, know that you are loved, and live life full out. We'll see you next week right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR, HealthyLife.net does not recommend and...